Hi everyone, this is Drug Topics reporting live from McKesson Idea Share in Las Vegas. It's been a great couple of days here, and we really just want to let you know what we've been seeing, who we've run into, and some of the most interesting things we've learned in our couple of days here so far. So things really kicked off Thursday afternoon at the opening session, where we met the three finalists for HealthMart Pharmacy of the Year, who we actually introduced in our pre-show coverage about a week ago. Additionally, we got the chance to hear about Freeman Drug, an incredible pharmacy operating out of Wisconsin that has been in business for 150 years now, which is really just unfathomable when you think about it, but they got some rightful recognition at the opening session. McKesson did a great job highlighting these local independent pharmacies, which continue to be so important for people to get their medications from, of course, but also make a connection with because they're right there in their communities. Jumping into the more nitty-gritty of it all, one of the big themes here at IdeaShare has been showing love for the unsung heroes of pharmacy, the technicians. The tech track here has really been encouraging to see. Just for the love of technicians, it's been awesome. It's been great really understanding how much they provide for pharmacies that goes unnoticed. That's been a cool aspect. McKesson heard that it's something pharmacists ask for, more education and opportunities for technicians, so that when they return to their home pharmacies, they can have new skills and a sense of empowerment. One of the big recipes for success mentioned here at IdeaShare has been community health workers and how adding a community health worker or elevating the technician's role with community health worker training can really expand what you're able to do as a pharmacy within the community. Now, beyond the regular responsibilities of dispersing drugs, they can connect their community members with the resources they need, like access to food banks, transportation, and other social determinants of health. So the CHWs are huge. Following up on the opening session, we were also given a tour of the exhibit hall, meeting some folks along the way who walked us through all the new exciting projects that McKesson has been working on and revealing as of late. Pinpoint Community Solutions by Supply Logics was one of those stops, which really stood out because of the efficiency in which it integrates inventory management technology designed for independent pharmacies to just make their lives that much easier. PPCS really helps to take all the questions and waiting of managing inventory with some pretty cool software, and a big thank you to Spencer from Supply Logics for taking the time to chat with us on the media tour. Another stop on our tour was Foster and Thrive, which is a new private brand of OTC products ranging from everyday care products to diagnostic care and more. Now, HealthMart and SunMark are names that will definitely ring a bell to folks, and now they've been combined to form Foster and Thrive. It was exciting to see their reveal and learn what they provide in terms of private label products. So the big takeaways we've seen so far at IdeaShare, I think, are all about the changing landscape of community pharmacy and the various ways to keep up with the times, whether that be getting your voice out there on social media, integrating CHWs to further connect with the community, or being willing to adapt to new technologies that will expedite all processes within the operations side of your pharmacy. I think that just about wraps things up for us today. We'll have another episode coming out for you tomorrow. We have so much more to talk about, so much more to cover. We're really just scratching the surface. A big thank you to McKesson for hosting us. We appreciate everything they've done. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow. We got so much more to talk about. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.